Sway.
Thunderbird, ooh, I love that drink.
October 2nd, 2006.
But when you want to taste something new, put out cocktail glasses for two and the honey. Let's drink Thunderbird.
Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. It's a weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
I'm not your ordinary, everyday fool, okay?
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. There was the Hong Kong from Brooklyn, New York, doing their song Tongue Tied. It's from a forthcoming album called Slow Motion Gets Around, or so I've read. I haven't really been able to verify that very conclusively, but that's what I come to understand. It doesn't really matter what it's from, because you can go to their website and download it right now, just like I did. It's a fantastic song, and the video is very good as well. It's this kind of like a Bonnie and Clyde video, and it stars the lead singer of the Hong Kong and Dean Wareham of Luna fame, as well as Galaxy 500, but whatever. All right, up next, it's another band from Brooklyn, New York. This guy is called Ben Queller, and it's him doing a song that sounds very notably similar to my favorite song off his debut album. That song was called Falling. This song is called Until I Die, and it's from his brand new self-titled album. Check it out right now in the Sounds of My Head, Ben Queller with Until I Die, from, of course, Ben Queller.
Until I die, oh, until I die. Frost on the window, I'm in for the night. You've got a phone, keep me in mind. Give me a try. I'm so sorry that I've been so sad, but you are the best friend that I ever. Until I die. Frost on the window, I'm in for the night. You've got a phone, give me a try. It's so on my mind.
Homosexuality, the very idea of it, fear of it, control of it, is deeply embedded in the DNA of the rapture right. It defines them. It nurtures them. It gets them through the winter. Even though they profess to hate it, you wonder what they do without it. But here's the catch. They hate gay people only to the extent that they believe there are gay people. In rapture right world, there are only one, good people, those who choose not to do gay things, and two, bad people. Those who choose to do gay things. What this means, it follows, is that we all have gay inclinations. and only some of us are able to resist. But just because someone really believes this, doesn't that kind of make them gay? Yes, it does. It's like this. They see the urge to be gay and do gay things as having a sweet tooth. Almost everyone has a bit of a sweet tooth, they say. Only some people have a stronger sweet tooth than others. You either choose to indulge it or you don't. What it comes down to is that the rapture right sees the gay lifestyle as being really, really sweet. Rich, chocolatey sweet.
When he went away for the last time, it wasn't so easy. Behind. Over there a moose had shivering a secret fright. It wasn't so easy. And how many missions more and where to and what for? Ask the government. The cows in the barn. Then there was a moon. What did the moon see? Saw a blade of grass in one boy's eye, and a pain that'll make you glad you're dying. Hands that dribbled a basketball. That sang out of tune. Love that ended too soon. A nose that bled for better reasons. When he went away for the last time, it wasn't so easy. Words were hard to find. And the cows in the so far away that even birds could not reach. So he died there. When he came back for the last time, it wasn't so easy. Words were hard to find.
Just listen to Dr. Paul Cameron, founder of the Family Research Institute, a guy with a really, really, really big sweet tooth. He's kind of the guru of anti-gayism. All the rapture rightists love this guy, in a very straight way, of course. He writes, "If you isolate sexuality as something solely for one's own personal amusement, and all you want is the most satisfying orgasm you can get, and that is what homosexuality seems to be, then homosexuality seems too powerful to resist. The evidence is that men do a better job on men and women on women, if all you're looking for is orgasm. I'm convinced that lesbians are particularly good seducers. It's pure sexuality. It's almost like pure heroin. It's such a rush. They're committed in almost a religious way, and they'll take enormous risks, do anything. Marital sex tends towards the boring end. Generally, it doesn't deliver the kind of sheer sexual pleasure that homosexual sex does. The emphasis is ours, mostly to suggest that if there is a Mrs. Cameron, she may want to look into seeing whether that prenup is airtight."
Boston's own Jennifer Trinan right there doing her hit Better Than Nothing from her 1994 album Cockamamie. It's a great album, I think. It kind of holds up to the test of time. And that song, I don't know, I think it just like came up in my iTunes recently for some reason. Like I had it on a shuffle or something and that song came on. And I was like, man, I love that song. Like, I wonder how many other people love that song. So I thought, what the hell? I'll put it on my show and see if anyone sends me hate mail for playing top 40 music from a decade ago. Anyway. Before it, though, was a band from the 60s, frequently overlooked, called The Free Design, doing a song called An Elegy. And you can get that on a collection called The Redesigned Originals, recorded by The Free Design, 1967-70, which for some reason is not in Amazon, but in iTunes, which I found a little perplexing. But it's a fantastic song, that one. And I hope you like The Free Design. They're really great, actually. They sound really good, and it's kind of amazing. They sound a lot like a lot of things from the 60s, but for some reason, they weren't as popular as a lot of the other stuff, which I really like them, so check it out. All right, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head, Madeline Peru. Madeline Peru sounds exactly like Billie Holiday. It's eerie how much she sounds like Billie Holiday to just a crazy degree. And she has several albums out, and the most recent is called Half the Perfect World. It just came out pretty recently. But I'm going to play something from her last album, which came out in 2004, called Careless Love. I'm going to play a fantastic cover of Elliott Smith's Behind the Bars. And you're listening to this and you're like, wow, you know, her name is Madeline Peru. She sounds like Billie Holiday. What's this woman's story? She's like a white woman from Athens, Georgia. So, there's no explanation for it. But very talented. So if you like this song, check out the rest of her stuff. Look for links to everything I talk about, as always, on the Sounds in My Head website at thesoundsinmyhead.com. All right, here it is. Finishing up this episode, Madeline Peru with Elliott Smith's Behind the Bars.
Could do, you won't, but you might. The potential you'll be, you'll never see. Promises you'll only make. Drink up with me now and forget all about pressure.
that does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Sub Rosa by the Beastie Boys and Maria Elena by Los Indios Tabrieros. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. We'll see you next week with an all-new episode.
How many times do the anti-gay force guys have to get caught in gay trysts before everybody just realizes they're all gay?